So we want to really speak thy word. God, thy word will I speak, you know. And the confessions I've been sharing with different people, in a nutshell, it comes back down to your confessions, what you're saying. You know, are you saying what you want, or are you saying what you see? Are you saying what you feel? Are you saying what you want? And it's all a renewed mind, because we all fall back into the patterns of saying things carnally, because that's our default, right? But the new default is the spirit man. And that's where we got a kind of default over here now, not back here. So, you know, we got to control our thinking, sometimes just be quiet. And that's practice. It's practice for a lot of people. Like for me, it's a practice. I do a lot of speaking, right? Or I'm answering a lot of questions. So sometimes it's nothing wrong with me saying, if someone asks me, I'm not too sure, I'll get back to you. You know, like Jesus didn't answer straight away when they asked him about the woman, you know, that was caught in adultery. If he had have answered straight away, he would have just said, well, stone her then. That's what Moses said. Go and do it. He would have told them what they told him. But he didn't answer straight away. He stooped down on the ground and, you know, he just drew that little line. I'm sure he was communicating with God in his inner man, in his heart. No, God, okay, what do I say? What do I do? And then, you know, he that is without this sin, let him cast the first stone. They're all guilty of the thing that they were accusing this woman of doing, you know. So Jesus nailed it, you know, and they all dropped their stones and went home. And then he said, where's your accusers, woman? You know, well, they're gone. He said, well, okay, go and sin no more. That was it. That was the word. That's what she had to do. Don't do it no more. There was no, right, you need to do 20 Hail Marys and 5 Lawrences or 10 Sangats or, you know, 15 push-ups. There was none of that. It was go and sin no more. Simple, you know. So, you know, we're so blessed as people, like we've been made righteous through the faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done and accomplished. We're so blessed. And you know what? Half the time we give ourselves our time. Oh, I sinned. I messed up. If you miss the mark, you miss the mark. You can't change it. You just don't do it no more if you miss the mark. Missing the mark if you sinned. You know, if you sinned, if you screwed up, even if it's willingly. Just don't do it again willingly. You know, that's what Jesus is saying. That's what God is saying today. Right, repent. Just turn direction. You know, change direction. That's all you got to do. And I'm with you. There's no more sacrifice for sin. It's already been done and paid for. So why are you beating yourself up there? And as they say in Ireland, which makes complete sense, get down on your knees and thank God you're back up on your feet. And who was that said that? What was that guy? That Irish, famous Irish guy, politician. Yeah, he said, get down on your knees and thank God you're back on your feet. Made no sense, but it's true. But anyway,
praise
God.
I think that was Ian Paisley, I think.
That's the man. Yeah. I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah, it was.
Ian Paisley, get down on your knees and thank the Lord you're back on your feet. Every time he said that, we would crack up, you know. And we would laugh so hard, you know. And Brendan, our minister at the time, used to say that. He'd say, get down on your knees and thank God you're back on your feet. And he'd say that, making the things light. You know, we want to be light, travel light, happiness, joy, you know, good things. And no one's better than anyone else. And that, you know, we got a great relationship with God. I'm coming on here to really give. And we don't know what we're going to say. Maybe you do know what you're going to say, or in part, you know, but let God energize those words within you. And we're living the best life, you know. And the greatest thing I've been learning lately, I'm not sharing now. I'll just say this, and I'm going to give it, we're going to open up a word of prayer, and I'll give it over to Kim. What's the greatest thing I'm learning? The greatest thing I'm learning is just to do what God's putting in my heart to do. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Don't worry about what anybody else is saying. If it's just you, keep moving. So I'm not to think, well, where's so-and-so tonight? And where's so-and-so and so-and-so tonight? Or maybe I offended them with what I said. Fuck that shit. You know, we're living with God. We love God. We're going to say things wrong. Just remember that, guys. We will say things wrong. So, it's just, listen, none of us are perfect. We're going to offend each other at times. And we don't, we're not intending to do it, are we? I'm not intending to come here and upset you. I'm intending to come here and bless you with the words from God as he gives them to me. So we're going to make mistakes. We're going to say some wrong things. You know, we're not going to be politically correct at times. Well, I'm talking for myself anyway. I'm not going to be politically correct at times. You know, I'm going to say things that might get right up your nose. And that's just how it is, you know. But at the end of the day, the heart is that we love God. We love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And we love each other. You know, I want you to do so well. I want you to abound. What do you think of me when you think of me, honestly? I know being a leader, you get shot at. You're the target. You know, right? But at the end of the day, you know, God just taken that complex away from me. Because I knew that it was like that for a leader, whatever type of leader or whoever's a leader. You know, people get shot. They get shot at, you know. But everyone can do it better than the leader, right? So God just said, don't worry about it. You just do what I give you to do. That's, you concern yourself with that. Whoever's in front of you, that's who you encourage. That's who you bless. That's who you focus with. You don't run after absolutely nobody. No one run after you, Lawrence. You came. You sought me out. And then you sought the people out I showed you to go to. So that's how it goes. And so if you're hungry, you're here because you're hungry, right? And you're going to be fed tonight. One way or another, there's everyone here. All of us have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And we can all lift and edify one another. And the direction will come through here for you. There's an audio I'm going to put out tomorrow. I was going to do it today, but I thought, well, it kind of beats the object that we're having fellowship tonight. But there'll be an audio. Look out for it. I'll send it to you personally. And it's called Cast Not Away Your Confidence. I sent it out to a couple of people already. And the reason why I send it out is because God's put a message in my heart with you in mind. And so those that got WhatsApps get it, you know, until I put it on the website. But God's put it in my heart for a purpose. So, you know, in other words, don't let it just sit in your inbox and don't listen to it thinking, well, I can speak better than that, whatever that is anyway. Yeah, I know that subject. You know, we could be blasé and proud and arrogant, you know, but like if someone has taken the time to send you something, God's at work. So God's directing all these little things, you know, they're saying, hey, you send me audios, and as soon as I get an audio from it, I'm listening to it. Then it goes up on the website, you know. And so these things are done, led by God. When you send me an audio, I put it straight up on the website, the regular audio. Now, it's just taking my time and effort to do all that. I got to take time to download your audio you sent me and get it on my computer, convert the file to a proper MP3 file, even though it comes through on it. You might send it on an MP3. WhatsApp's changed the file, so it can come through as an ACC file or an MPA4 file, and I have to change it back to an MP3. And all that takes time. And then I got to upload it into the computer. Then I got to type it all out on the page so it can be presented to you and everybody else that's going to listen to it. It takes effort. You know, I'm not sitting here twiddling my thumbs. I've got the finger stuck up my ass. I'm working for God and for his people. I'm serving on many different platforms, many different levels. I'm not blowing up my trumpet, but I'm telling you what I do. And I do all this free. In other words, I freely do it. I expect God to take care of me on the things. And I just carry on and do what God wants me to do every time. You know, I do the website. I edit all the website. I get all the audios ready. I get all the videos ready. We're doing the podcast. If anyone wants to do a podcast with me, just let me know and I'll interview you. And you can tell your story to the world of what God's done. And let people hear it, because this is the way to go on these type of things, especially on the internet. I travel. There's lots of things I do that God puts in my heart to do. And it takes energy, it takes money, it takes resources. So if you want to know where your abundance goes, that's where it goes. as well as my living. You know, and your abundant sharing also is your honouring God. And that's what God multiplies and does and takes care of. So don't think I'm sitting there just receiving things and not and living the life of luxury, because it's far from it, I can tell you. It's far from it. I'm living a great life because my life is with God, see? That's the difference. I'm living with God and I'm enjoying it. I got a direction. And so then I can move forward. Hi, it's Carl Morton. God bless you, bro. I'm just giving a pep talk before we start. Yeah, so it's like, you know, God gives us a direction. There's a purpose, right? There's a purpose for the website. There's a purpose for the Soon Fellowship. There's a purpose for the one-on-ones. There's a purpose for the honoring God. There's a purpose for praying for laborers. There's a purpose for speaking in tongues. Doesn't it say in the scriptures, under heaven there's a purpose and a time for everything under heaven? Right? There's a purpose of what we're doing. It's making, it should be making an impact or small impacts as we move with God, as we do the things he puts in our heart, as we're led by the Spirit of God. So don't think people, you're getting things freely. It's costing something. It costs me my time to do what I do. And I love to, I'm not complaining. But I'm just letting you know, look, it costs me time.
A lot of time.
Right? Time is more precious than money, more precious than anything. So the time I spend with God, so there's my personal walk I have to do. We all got our personal walk, right? I need that relationship with God. I get my strength from God. I don't get it from my connection. I get, that's part of how I get encouraged. Like when you connect to me, you don't get all your own strength from me. When you connect, you go to God first. So we always go to God first. We reconcile people to go to God. And as you go to God, he's directing your heart. And he'll send you to people that are serious, that will give you right words and give you right direction and tell you what you may not want to hear as well. And also what you want to hear. You'll get clarification. You know, this is great stuff. But like for me, like I was just saying, God was just showing me, you just do, like talking to me personally, Lawrence, what I put in your heart to do. If someone doesn't want to follow, don't even try and save them. If someone wants to go a different direction, let them go. Now, doesn't mean to say I'm sad, I'm happy about it, right? And, but the point is you've got to just do what God gives you. And work with who's in front of you. Be thankful. I mean, thankful for whoever's in front of me. And whoever wants to go and do their thing, go and do that. But you know, you're not going to bring your thing in on to what God's doing with me. And I'm encouraging the people in a certain direction. And God is not the God of confusion, but he's a God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. He's given specific direction here in this Soon Fellowship. That's why you're coming here. And you want to grab hold of what I'm saying. And I've hid nothing in anything I've said, because you can go on the website and you can listen to every jot and tittle of what I've said. It's recorded. Not only in God's recorder and in God's mind and in God's heart, but it's recorded on the website. Anyone can hear what I've said. So don't go spinning your wheels. Go and have a listen. And then if you listen, you'll see that God's voice is speaking in there somewhere. It's definitely there. And the blessings are there. All you got to do is take it on and run with it unto God. And that's where you'll really flourish and grow quickly. It's just no difference to when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost. What did it say? And those that received the words gladly. Those 3,000 souls that received what Peter was saying, they received his words gladly. They weren't like, who the fuck do you think he is? Oh, that's bullshit, that is. Oh, well, my teacher didn't tell me that. They didn't have that heart. They were there very humble. And they received his words gladly, because they were convicted by the Holy Spirit within their heart. Right? And what did Peter say? Repent. Just change direction. You're going the wrong way. And this is the way, you know, walk ye in it. This is the way. And they continued. They had to continue. Like, Peter didn't make them continue. they continued steadfastly in that doctrine, in the apostles' doctrine, which the doctrine was what God was given them to speak by the Holy Spirit. That was the doctrine. They wasn't reading from the Old Testament. They might have quoted some of the records there, but they were speaking by the Spirit. And what do you think they were speaking about? Like, you've got to use your mind, think outside the box. What if they were speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was Messiah. He was the chosen one. He came. He laid down his life. That's what they were talking about. And the things that he said that they would do after he had done what he had done. And so we don't have to spin our wheels, guys. It's written. Maybe somebody else's explanation of the scriptures to you has watered your mind. So that's why we go to God. Father, you show me. You clear out any tradition in there. It may have been spoken to us by really good people with really good hearts, but like I was taught, sincerity is no guarantee for truth, right? So when you go directly from God, you're not going to miss, because he will clearly show you if you ask him personally, and you've got an audience with God, my friend. You've got a great audience with the Heavenly Father. You are a child of the Most High God. You are connected to the Godfather, right? We're his little mafiosi here. You're connected to the Godfather, baby. You've got great connections. So God was showing me simply, Lawrence, if someone wants to go, say goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the bum as you go out. Let them go lovingly, caringly, and encouragingly. No, give them good words. We're to bless, not to curse. And then you wish them the best. And then you pray to God, Father, now they're in your hands. I've done what you said. They've walked off. I can't do nothing about that. Or they don't agree with me. Or they're this or they're that. It doesn't matter. The point is, we got to focus and do the job God gives us to do, right? And I can then say, I am about my Father business. I only do what I see the Father do. I only speak what I hear the Father speak. And this is what exactly I'm doing. How about you? What are you doing? And so that's where you need to be concerned. What are you doing? And like I said, when we was in Myrtle Beach, I asked the people there. In fact, it was by inspiration of God that I asked. It wasn't my cleverness, because I'm not that smart, right? But God's very smart. And I said, why are you here? Now, I didn't get people to tell me that, why they're here. But I asked the question for them to think about why they came. Now, some people may have come to learn, to make new friends, or to get their own agenda. There's many different reasons people can come, just to see what's going on, what's being spoken, to find out, to hear about the matter, you know, if people have been invited. There's many reasons why people can come, right? And God wants you to understand why you're here. Now, I'm not, this is by inspiration of God, right? It doesn't make no difference to me why you are here, really. But it'll make a big difference to you. And so once you know why you're here, then you've got a purpose, right? Then you've got a focus. And no one can dictate to your life. And I love it. We're so free. I don't have to do anything you tell me to do, and you don't have to do anything I tell you to do. But because we're willing to move with the Father and move in the right direction, we're listening to sound words. You know, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding, and that means now, out of the mouth of God. God is speaking today, guys. Look, he hasn't spoken for 2,000 years. What he did speak back then is contained in the books that we've got available to us, right? A lot of that was the Old Testament. And then you add the Gospels. And now you've got the church epistles, where some of those things are addressed to us that we can see and know, and that God would have us to know. But we're to have a relationship with the Father. That's where he wants us to have the relationship. He'll tell you where to go if he wants you to go there. The share and I'll send out tomorrow, and I'll also put it on the website. I go to the scriptures to show you what I could have told you by the Spirit. Just to show you that, listen, the Spirit and the Word are the same. And they're mixed together. you know? When you mix them together, you've got power. When life is breathed from the spoken word of the scripture, it becomes the living word. Otherwise, it's just written in pages, because if you just got your Bible and you're not reading it, what's it doing? It's just sat there. It needs breathing upon, right? It needs inspiration. It needs a voice. God's word needs a voice. Now, are you going to speak your word or thy word, God's word? I've already determined when my minister encouraged me when I reconnected back with him in 2020, he said, Lawrence, just speak thy word. He says, I'm going to speak thy word. In other words, you're referring to God. Lord, I will speak thy word. He said, just do that. That's all he's really told me to do. Just speak thy word. That's what I'm doing, Lawrence. I encourage you to do the same. And that was the greatest advice he ever gave me. And thank you to my minister for telling me that. Thank you for my minister for being so bold as not to compromise to keep people, but to speak the truth in love of what really it needs to be done and how it really can be. And we want people to really move with God, not go through their life being stuck to a doctrine that doesn't really get them anywhere. It gets them by. But God is not a get-by God. He's a God of abundance, right? And he's a powerful God. And he's living in our relationships today. He wants to go to work. And like I said in the beginning, he says, ask big. Ask and you shall receive. You're not getting anything. You're not really asking. Or are you asking amiss? Ask and you shall receive. Ask with faith. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Seek and ye shall find, right? And that, when you look at, if you want to do translations now, it means keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. God says, keep on at him. Keep going, keep pursuing. That's hunger. See, when you're asking questions, it shows a humble heart. When there's no questions answered, you think you know it all. You don't want to come and ask. You know, like, what's his name? Nicodemus. He sought Jesus out by night. Laborers ask questions. Laborers stay close to the one they're following because they want to be on par. They want to know the direction. They want to have the great fellowship. They want to have the great words. They're not shifting about all over the place. They're walking with God in their own personal life, but they stay connected to where God's got them connected. They want to be where the action is, baby, where the action Jackson is, you know? Remember that film, Action Jackson? So you're either doing your own thing or you're doing the things with God. And God wants you to be hot. He wants you to be smoking, baby. Smoking, just like the film, The Mask, you know, smoking. And you are smoking, and you've got the spirit of the living God in you. Now it just needs to be honed and refined, and the words fine-tune those things and help you have a mental direction. The words give us the mental direction that God would have us move towards. And, you know, you guys are absolutely fantastic. Now, listen. Every week you come on. Every week I come on. But we need to be making progress, guys. You know, and you can if you're walking with God. And you've got to expect to make progress. I'm in this to see progress, God. I'm not just going to come to fellowship here. I want to see something happen. I want to see your power at work. I want to see you go to work for me, God, because I can't do the work. Only you can do the work. And I'm coming to you that you'll give me the work so I can do the works. Jesus came to you and you gave him the works and he done your works. Now I need mine. My before ordained works that you've got for me. I need those things that you've honed for my life. And so God has connected you so you get those specific words to move in the calling that he's got for you. Because all of you are unique. All of you are called. All of you have before ordained works. And if you're not seeing any fruits because you're not bumping somewhere. And so you go to God. Father, I've been praying for laborers for the last 16 years. No, I haven't got one. I need a laborer. I'm serious now. I'm so serious about this. You need to do something. You need to get that. That's what God's looking for in prayer. He wants you to put him to the challenge. That's what God's looking for. Like Jabez. Oh, God, that you blessed me indeed. Oh, God, that you enlarged my territory. Oh, God, that your hand is with me and that you keep evil from me so it doesn't cause me pain or grieve me. And God answered his request. And this was a prayer in a whole line of genealogies, a little prayer. And it's in Chronicles. And in Chronicles, it's all about the lines, the genealogy of you know, so-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, and it comes to, and then he mentioned Jabez, and Jabez, and Jabez prayed unto the God of heaven, oh, that you bless me indeed. Oh, that you enlarge my territory. Are you praying to God to enlarge your territory? Are you praying to God to enlarge your borders, to enlarge your fellowship, to enlarge your bank account, to enlarge your relationships? Oh, God, that you bless me indeed, that you large, you're enlarge my territory, that your hand is with me wherever I go, and that you keep evil for me so it doesn't grieve me or cause me pain. And God answered his request. Wow. And then it went on, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so. It went back onto the genealogies. But God had that place there like a little diamond, so it stood out that it wasn't going to get missed. That we go to him. Solomon, you know. Solomon, what do you want? Ask me what you want. In a dream. In a dream. God said, ask me what you want. And usually when people go to God, they ask him for long life, the life of their enemies, money, and all this type of stuff. But Solomon said, oh, that you give me wisdom to come in and out amongst your people, because it's such a great people. And what did God do? God was so blessed that he wanted understanding and wisdom. Listen, some of us need that. Not knowledge. We need wisdom and understanding. I'm talking about spiritual wisdom and understanding, where someone can talk to you and you can read what they're saying without having to second guess, that you can read between the lines, that you can read in depth of what they've just said. That's spiritual wisdom and understanding, not your knowledge, because we can all be very knowledgeable, but we want the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's what we want. That's what God can reveal to you, like it says in the prayer in Ephesians, that God may give unto you the spiritual wisdom and revelation of the knowledge. He may open up your eyes. It all depends what, if you want it. Do you want it? Go and get asking. Go and get desiring for it then. Because God's given it to me, that's for sure. He's given me the knowledge of the holy. He's given me spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I got it, baby. You got it there. But is it activated? Is your eyes open? Have you exercised your spiritual senses to discern between good and evil? Not your clever mind. A clever mind can discern things, but the spiritual mind can discern deeper, on the deeper level. It gets to the heart of the matter, just like the words from God, which are quick and powerful and can cut through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrows. And it's a discerner and thoughts of the intents of the heart. It gets right to the matter. And that's what the Spirit of God does. That's what the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom does when you're operating as a leader, as a minister, as someone out there witnessing, if you're serious. This is for serious people, this fellowship here. This is for people that are no nonsense, not messing around. They want what God's got. They want what God's offering through me on here and through the believers that are practicing on here. That's what we're about, baby. And so, you know, Solomon asked for wisdom. And God said, because you didn't ask for the life of your enemies and money and all these things, I'm going to give it to you. No, I've given you a wise and understanding heart like there's none like you. And I've given you riches, wealth, honor, long life, and the life of your enemies. And God made Solomon in his time great. And God wants to make you great. If he wants to make you great and me great, we can all be great, right? And then we can all really move the word, right, with God. We'll see people come from darkness to light. We see people healed, raised from the dead. And we're getting to that point. And the reason why I know we're going to start seeing these things as you step out and do it with God is because the words are given to you to do it. These, can you understand, like, what I'm saying now? If you take it on board and begin to practice with God, you'll start to see the healings. You start to see the people raised from the dead. You'll start to see the word move like it's never moved since the first century church. Because you're given the words to go and do it. You're activated to go and do it. Can you see that? God won't, nothing happens without the preaching of the word first. And you're getting that now, right now. Now you can go and heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Now you've got some faith to go to God and ask big. Because you've just been encouraged from God through me. If you've received these words gladly. Getting back to that point. So anyway, with that, Father, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for this wonderful fellowship. I thank you for the people that have taken the time to come on, that you'll bless them. You multiply their time back to them so that they haven't lost nothing, and like they might think. And I thank you for meeting all of their needs and for blessing them and strengthening them. I thank you for those that honor God faithfully on here, Father, that you multiply their seed sown. You increase the fruits of their righteousness and you cause all grace to abound towards them. I thank you for the people that haven't made it on yet because of work situations like Sakina and Bambi. Bless them, God, in what they're doing. Thank you for their hearts and their minds and their connection. Thank you for the faithful ones that stay up close and personal, Father, because that's needed in this time when we're going to move with you. We're going to do it here in the West. That's what's needed. And I thank you that you're showing that so very clearly to me and to my heart. And I thank you that you'll give me that voice that I need, that not only can I speak, but people are going to hear it. And the ones that are going to hear it are the ones that are going to do it. So I thank you for a great Zoom fellowship, Father, that we can have joy and rejoicing of our hearts. This is fun. And this is fun. This is a great life to live, Father. And no one's above anyone else, Father, but we've all got the same opportunity. We've all got the same responsibility to speak thy word. And I thank you for blessing us and helping us in the areas that we need so that we can do these things. So I thank you for this, Father. I thank you for your goodness and love. I thank you for Kim, who's going to come over here and share now, and for energizing her and blessing her wonderful heart. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.